the time. That's sutta number 88, Sunyutta 35, 88. Then the Venerable Purna approached the Blessed One and said to him, said that Purna had been a merchant from the Sunaparanta country, came to Savatthi on business. Hearing the Buddha preach, he decided to become a bhikkhu. After his ordination, he found the area around Savatthi uncongenial to his meditation and wished to return to his home country to continue his practice. And he approached the Buddha to obtain guidance before departure. So, Sunaparanta was on the west coast of India. Its capital was Suparaka, modern Soparla, in the district of Thane, near modern Mumbai. Which is kind of interesting just how far flung that the people from the in India started in these early days hearing the reputation of the Buddha already and coming to take ordination. Okay, then the Venerable Purna addressed the Blessed One and said to him, "Venerable Sir, it would be good if the Blessed One would teach me the Dhamma in brief, so that, having heard the Dhamma from the Blessed One, I might dwell alone, withdrawn, diligent, ardent, and resolute." Purna, there are forms cognizable by the eye that are desirable, lovely, agreeable, pleasing, sensually enticing, tantalizing. If a bhikkhu delights in them, welcomes them, and remains holding to them, delight arises in him. With the arising of delight, Purna, there is the arising of suffering, I say. There are, Purna, sounds cognizable by the ear, odors cognizable by the nose, flavors cognizable by the tongue, tangibles cognizable by the body, mental phenomena cognizable by the mind, that are desirable, lovely, agreeable, pleasing, sensually enticing, tantalizing. If a bhikkhu seeks delight in them, welcomes them, and remains holding to them, delight arises in him. With the arising of delight, Purna, there is the arising of suffering, I say. Purna, there are forms cognizable by the eye, and so on, mental phenomena cognizable by the mind, that are desirable, lovely, agreeable, pleasing, sensually enticing, tantalizing. If a bhikkhu does not seek delight in them, does not welcome them, and does not remain holding to them, delight ceases in him. With the cessation of delight, Purna, there is the cessation of suffering, I say. Now that you have received this brief exhortation from me, Purna, in which country will you dwell? There is, Venerable Sir, a country named Sunaparanta. I will dwell there. Purna, the people of Sunaparanta are wild and rough. If they abuse and revile you, what will you think about that? Venerable Sir, if the people of Sunaparanta abuse and revile me, then I will think, these people of Sunaparanta are excellent, truly excellent, in that they do not give me a blow with the fist. Then I will think thus, Blessed One, then I will think thus, Fortunate One. But, Purna, if the people of Sunaparanta do give you a blow with the fist, what will you think about that? Venerable Sir, if the people of Sunaparanta give me a blow with the fist, then I will think, these people of Sunaparanta are excellent, truly excellent, in that they do not give me a blow with a clod. Then I will think thus, Blessed One, then I will think thus, Fortunate One. But, Purna, if the people of Sunaparanta do give you a blow with a clod, what will you think about that? Venerable Sir, if the people of Sunaparanta give me a blow with a clod, then I will think, these people of Sunaparanta are excellent, truly excellent, in that they do not give me a blow with a rod. Then I will think thus, Blessed One, then I will think thus, Fortunate One. But Purna, if the people of Sunaparanta do give you a blow with a rod, what will you think about that? Venerable Sir, if the people of Sunaparanta give me a blow with a rod, then I will think, These people of Sudhanaparanta are excellent, truly excellent, in that they do not stab me with a knife. Then I will think thus, blessed one. Then I will think thus, fortunate one. But, Puna, if the people of Sudhanaparanta do stab you with a knife, what will you think about that? Venerable sir, if the people of Sudhanaparanta stab me with a knife, then I will think, these people of Sudhanaparanta are excellent, truly excellent, in that they do not take my life with a sharp knife. Then I will think thus, blessed one. Then I will think thus, fortunate one. But, Puna, if the people of Sudhanaparanta do take your life with a sharp knife, what will you think about that? Venerable sir, if the people of Sudhanaparanta take my life with a sharp knife, then I will think, there have been disciples of the Blessed One who, being repelled, humiliated, and disgusted by the body and by life, sought for an assailant. That is, somebody to take their life. But I have come, and that's his story. Of course, that's a story in the first Parajika? Third Parajika. But I have come upon this assailant, even without a search. Then I will think thus, blessed one. Then I will think thus, fortunate one. Good, good, Puna. Endowed with such self-control and peacefulness, you will be able to dwell in the Sudhanaparanta country. Now, Puna, you may go at your own convenience. Then, having delighted and rejoiced in the Blessed One's statement, the Venerable Puna rose from his seat, paid homage to the Blessed One, and departed, keeping him on his right. He then set his lodging in order, took his bowl and outer robe, and set out to wander towards the Sudhanaparanta country. Wandering by stages, he eventually arrived in the Sudhanaparanta country, where he dwelt. Then, during that reigns, the Venerable Puna established 500 male lay followers and 500 female lay followers in the practice. And he himself, during that same reigns, realized the three true knowledges, and during that same reigns, he attained final Nibbana. Then a number of bhikkhus approached the Blessed One and said to him, Venerable Sir, the clansman named Puna, who was given a brief exhortation by the Blessed One, has died. What is his destination? What is his future born? Because the clansman Puna was wise, he practiced in accordance with the Dhamma and did not trouble me on account of the Dhamma. The clansman Puna has attained final Nibbana.